All right, here we are. Today is May 11th, 2018, a very special day. And it is episode one of my podcast here on Anchor. And this is Quaylen Lamar Busby. Man, my name is so difficult to say. Quaylen Lamar. But Lamar, yeah, Busby. So, yes, like I said, it's episode number one of my podcast, and I'm excited to actually be holding a phone up to my ear. I just dropped my wife off, so I'm on the road, and it's exciting to just be able to do what I'm doing in my head all day anyways, which is just talking out loud. So that's pretty much what I'll be doing here, at least for right now. And really deciding exactly how I want to bring information to you guys in the form of words, basically putting my thoughts down. I'm sure I'm going to be getting your thoughts, doing interviews, taking calls, and just rapping. So my idea of what I have for this podcast, first of all, is just... it's just not to monetize. That's just really not the ultimate objective. But it's to really just, get your guys' attention. Find something that's interesting and basically create a platform. So just a little bit about myself. Born and raised in Waco, Texas. I'm a Sagittarius, so if you look at the qualities of a Sagittarius, I'm a knowledge seeker, and that's the main thing. It's just that I'm a knowledge seeker. So with that being said, that's pretty much what I have for you guys. I have knowledge, I have truth, and it comes in many forms. It comes in the form of diet and exercise, which is my greatest expertise, but also I guess we could say philosophy. I just love to study the religion, study the Bible. I've studied Kemet, the great stories of Asar and Aset, and yoga, studying that. I've studied under Dr. Sebi. I'm a veteran. I spent 4 years in the military, and from 99 to 2003, and real estate agent, and I've been married for 10 years. So yeah, so those are just some small things about me. Obviously, I'm 37 years old, so there's much more about me, and we'll see how much of that information comes out. I don't know how important it is, but it's good to know that I am a knowledge seeker. So I do practice. I'm not just one that just reads and don't practice. I actually do more practicing things than not. I understand that thoughts become things, and therefore practicing those thoughts is just paramount. I mean, whatever it is that you can think about, take the thoughts that you really enjoy the most, and that you desire to manifest, make a reality, and just keep replicating that thought. Because the thing is that if we don't take control, guard our gates, there are so many facets in this world that are courting our attention, that are trying to get our attention. And if we don't hold our own attention, someone else will. And we are what we attend to. So if we're attending to, let's say we're driving down the street, we see McDonald's, so we stop by McDonald's, we see Taco Bell's, we see Walmart, and we consistently entertain these various facets because they're competing for our attention, and they understand the power of the mind, that we are what we attend to, It almost like, you know, thoughts become things. Well, if someone is placing consistently, placing thoughts into your consciousness, then, you know, we're dealing with a different animal, because now if we're not conscious, if we're not aware of this fact, then other facets are playing on our mind, you know, and they're banking off of it, because, you know, we are a ball of energy, and energy translates into money, right? And because energy translates into money, and we're people that are attending to these various facets are giving away their attention and essentially giving away their money, giving away their time, spending so much time into all of these various things. So, yeah, it's very important to know about, you know, and that's why I'm going to say that it's very important to be focused in on your diet, be focused in on your exercise, because those are important facets about you and yourself, you know, the type of foods that you put in your body. Because like I said, there are so many companies, corporations that are competing for your attention. They're competing against you for your own attention. So if you take back your mind and you take control and you take back the power and you reverse that and you put all your energy not into someone else, but you put that energy into yourself, you begin to transform. You know, we know, be transformed. And being successful has nothing to do with a particular thing, but it has to do with the process. In other words, I'm saying, yes, success is related to. Can be related to money, but success is related to relationships. It's related to activities. It's related to a mind over matter, or a mind moving into matter. You know, it's the mental, it's the mentality, it's the thought, it's the idea moving into form and becoming its greatest version, increasingly of itself. At a really nice rate in relationship to those around you as well. I just tossed that one in. It moves at a really nice rate, and improves at such a rate that we say, wow, you know, that is success. That is successful. And normally, if we get in line and stay in line, right, and don't quit what we're doing, we'll achieve that level of success. We see it all the time. We see people, you know what, I want to get a job. There are some people that just can't stick to it long enough to get a job. And that's what they're saying that they want. That, you know, I want a job. So you become unsuccessful when you really want a job. Like when you just like, right now, I don't want employment, but I do know how to go out and get employment. So let's say if I don't get employment, I'm not unsuccessful. That just means I don't give a fuck about employment. You know, I've done it for my whole entire life, and it just doesn't serve me. Self-employment serves me doing things and activities that serve me is what's more important than hopping on someone else's already built campaign where they're making, where they work their ass off, and now that they've made it, now that they're successful, they succeeded in what they're accomplishing, and they're just maintaining that success. But someone that is unsuccessful is that they really set out to do something, and then perhaps failure comes and they don't rebound from it, I guess for fear of what other people may think, fear of just trying to get somewhere, and they just wipe out and they clock out and they just never come back. And but they truly want that, and they talk about that and they regret it. Now that's being unsuccessful, right? So, but it's very simple. Just stick to it, you know. Even in the face of adversity, okay. If there's adversity, okay, nothing is just gonna stay Adversity doesn't just stay forever. Yes, there are circumstances, various environments that we're in, but over time, I took my head away from the phone. Yeah, but over time, those circumstances, they change. So whatever was a problem or an issue, it goes away. And what doesn't go away is your idea and your mindset. Yes, it's true that the atmosphere may change around. Some of the opportunities may be gone, but new opportunities always come back. That's how great God is that as long as the idea is there, the opportunities are there. And we're so powerful that we create our own circumstances. Just as there are some circumstances that we can't prevent, we can always create our own circumstances. It's the yin and the yang. It's the balance of life. Yeah, things are going to come in and roadblock us, but we have the power to create. We have the power to create. And it's up to us. So, so it looks like philosophy is probably one of my stronger points and really something that I enjoy speaking about. So I'm hoping that I can get more people, especially entrepreneurs, success-minded people, to come on and just really talk, interview, rap, discuss some things that you're doing, whether you're $0, whether you're in debt, or you're a millionaire, multimillionaire. It really doesn't matter, because I truly believe that the mindsets are similar. Yeah, like I said, like me, my mindset on diet and exercise is just off the charts, and sometimes I don't realize just how off the chart it is until I'm in the public and I'm looking at people and talking to people, and people are just unaware of just certain concepts. So, I think that's important. So, but we're going to wind down. I just want to test this out, try it, get it out to you guys. Like I said, I'm not trying to be any type of a salesman. I'm not selling anything. I'm just presenting me, who I am, what I have for you, and see if any of you guys, because I know that you're there, are willing to, just check out my podcast, listen in, chime in. Let me get more experience to figure out all of the various options that we have available. And, really at the end of the day, let's collaborate. Let's figure out how we can help one another out. Let's talk about each other's businesses, not all the intricate details, but basically what you guys got going on. For me, I have my business is dealing with health. I provide services to customers surrounding health, consultation, which is basically a food guide consultation, to break people in on a different type of set of foods that we just aren't aware of. Like, we're aware of them, but we're not aware of them. And if we just eat these foods, these food groups, these types of foods, then we'll be in a much better position to achieve a healthy lifestyle, because the foods are complementary. The foods, these healthy, natural, alkaline foods are complementary to a healthy, healthy lifestyle, right? And so that's a food guide consultation that I do as part of my business. And also, I have some literature that I'm working on. That's a daily thing. It's not about Well, how long will it take for me to get it done? What, is it going to be profitable to lucrative? No, you do things because you love them. And when you put love into it, you put attention to detail into it, it's going to be something, You can have, yes, you can put, have goals for it to be profitable, but you have to love, you have to enjoy doing what you're doing. Like if you're writing, if you're creating literature, you're putting together formats into chapters and parts into chapters, part one, part two, part three, and you have all these various chapters and you're putting something together. If you love it, you're gonna go out there, you're gonna read, you're gonna enjoy reading different books. You'll end up reading one book, an entire book, just to write a two or three pages of literature. So you end up learning about a whole system of something else because you may practice something, but you come to a point where, okay, well, how do I get this information out? Then you remember why reinvent the wheel. This is already out there. So just absorb some information about the topic from a book or two, and then just paraphrase that and use that because it's saying the same thing that you're trying to say. It's just that the work has already been put in, it's already been done. So it's just not something that is really serious. But that's the literature that I have coming. I have pantry evaluations. Our pantry, wow, our pantry is probably is just as important as everything else. It's almost as important as exercise. It's just, I mean, not really, but you understand what I'm saying. It's not the most important thing, but your pantry is important because if you have crap and a bunch of garbage, if you have basically 80% acid-forming foods, mucus-forming foods in your pantry, then obviously 80% of your body of the things that you eat are probably more because we also eat out. 80% or 70% or more are going to be acid-forming foods. That's just not conducive to your health. That's just not complementary to a healthy lifestyle. And we want to entertain things, ideas, thoughts that are complementary to a healthy lifestyle. So, that's the food consultation. And also I have the shopping trip consultation, and then where we just go on shopping tours. We go to the stores and we learn what we need to. So basically I'm giving you the whole entire experience, and I can either do that in a bundle or individual service. But I'm really pushing for bundles because I don't want to be, I want to, my goal is to give people everything that they need in order to push forward and move forward, But, man, that's that part. And also speaking engagements. So I'm just showing you a little glimpse of who I am, what I love, where I'm heading. And I really believe I've always been heading in this direction. And just putting myself out there, getting exposure, learning, living, and loving life. So I'm gonna wrap this up, edit this, see how I feel about the podcast, and start sharing to my social media. See what I can get in on my Instagram. I'm pretty sure that I can go and edit this and get some really good language out onto my Instagram and just make it happen. I want you guys to make it happen too. Do what you love. Don't settle. Don't settle. And don't exchange what you love to do for having shit now. Who gives a fuck about what other people think? Who gives a fuck if you're driving a $1,000 car as opposed to holding a mortgage of $2,000 a month, $2,500 a month, $3,000 a month, and making two car notes, and then trying to maintain this American dream of eating out and having cables and $200, $300 phone bills. Like, that's just crazy. And people do it, you know? And, you know, the stats that go around are like only 1% of Americans make it, like, a rich, like 1%, you know? And the rest are basically poor. So you're not, so none of us are special. I don't care if you're middle class, if you're, you know, you're not special, because even if you're middle class, like I said, you still have that mortgage because you have the mindset. You know, we don't have the proper mindset. So even like when I was in the military and they offered me the 80K to, or it was 70K at the time, to go overseas and do the little security gig, you know, I would have saved a certain amount, but eventually I would have blew it, you know? And not to say that I wouldn't have more money right now, and not to even say that that's true, but because of the mindset, had I had that continue with that particular mindset, it's likely that I would have. If I would have accepted that gig, along with many other gigs, many other opportunities, all that means is the mindset that I have wouldn't be here, because I've always thought from a self-employed mindset, not an employed mindset. I self-employ myself, not be employed by other people, as a long-term goal. But employment is a short-term goal, which is not a means to an end, but just part of the process to help me get to the end, which is my ultimate dream, to be financially successful, to be financially successful and wealthy, meaning that money works for me, for my hard work, for my grind, my personal grind, and not giving up when adversity faces me, and just continuing and being strong and moving and loving myself in the process and treating myself better than a millionaire treats him and herself through diet, exercise, meditation. Diet, exercise, meditation. Diet, exercise, meditation. And everything else is gonna come as long as you keep the mindset and be active and do shit and not be afraid of the other people or what they think about us. Shit is going to happen. It has to happen because that's just natural law. And if it doesn't happen, oh well, because you did what you love, and 20 years from now, 30 years from now, if you don't become successful, it's highly likely that you are going to be poor and broke anyways, because that's just what the statistics say. But you're more likely to succeed if you do what you love and what you're passionate about. All right, guys, so that's the end of my podcast. Thank you for coming and listening to all of it. I feel like I actually said a lot of really good things. Peace, love you guys. Check out my Instagram, Earth's Nutritional Elements. That's on Instagram. I also have an Instagram, Quaylen_Lamar_media. You spell my name, Quaylion. Obviously, my Facebook is Quaylen Busby, Quaylen Lamar Busby. We have Earth's Nutritional Elements page. And yeah, man, let's get it popping. Today is May 20th, and this is episode number 4. Was a good day today. Spent time with family as usual. It's a family man here, y'all. The topic is always mind, body, and soul. That's the purpose here. We're dealing with a Sagittarius, a knowledge seeker, so you're always going to get that type of information. Mind, we're always dealing with what we think and move that into creation. Mind, body, and soul, what we think and move that into creation. Body, that's the actual manifestation. That's what's actually created. And the actual mind itself, whenever something is to be created, it takes place in the body. So it's important that we keep the body healthy, clean, pure, as much as possible, or as much as we're aware and we're capable, according to our own individual journey, our own will. We're dealing with soul, spirit, and that is that which is movable. That is the immovable move. The immovable mover, that is your God essence, the ultimate source. Let's say whenever you are actually thinking of something, it comes from somewhere. We call that the ether. We call that the universe. We call that the God essence. That's where we reach into the stars, into the heavens for that information. It's mind, body, and soul. All right, so real quick, we're just going to talk about a podcast and how it relates to, scratch that, we're talking about a video that I'm creating and how it relates to exactly what I'm doing. And it's just my journey. It's my journey. I'm also speaking kind of what's happening with my wife on her journey. And you can find this on my Facebook page, on my Instagram page, and on my YouTube. So my Facebook is my name, Quaylen Lamar Busby, Q-W-A-L-I-O-N, last name, Busby, B-U-S-B-Y, Quaylen Busby. Instagram, Earth's Nutritional Elements. Let's put an S at the end of Earth. Earth's Nutritional Elements. Put an S at the end of Elements. That's my, that's our Instagram handle. We just started this page. And we're up to about 150 followers at the moment. If you come and follow, you will add to that. I'm creating videos documenting truth and reaching the health conscious community, as well as those that lack that awareness and lack that consciousness. We're looking to bring all people in because we have a goal to service the world with that particular information that some of us are missing, so that if we really desire to achieve a certain level of health, if we want to achieve that experience, we have 6+ years of experience and we're able to help you guys out. Inspired by Dr. Sabi, inspired by Dr. Leila Africa, inspired by Dr. Morse, inspired by Eckhart, Arnold Eric, inspired by so many different gurus, quacks, knowledge seekers, truth speakers. We're inspired by these guys, and we definitely do get results. We're plant-based. we're teaching about that. So the video is about a good 17-minute video, and I think that you want to check it out. Also, Anchor, this is a really good place for anyone to connect with like-minded people. If you're out for producing content, if you understand the power in producing content, that content is nothing more than the 1920s local newspaper, or national newspaper for that matter. It's nothing more than a national newspaper. We know how powerful that media is. The videos that we create, it's nothing more than NBC and CBS. It's just the more you produce, the greater you get at it. So if you're out for producing content, if you want to get on live and be involved, then this is the place to come. Download the Anchor app. Come into my message box, which is basically the DM. Direct message me once you download the app, you can click onto my profile and you can send a message, and we can communicate that way. If you don't want to do that, you can hit me up in the DM. You know, it goes down in the DM. You can find me at Quaylen_Lamar_media at Instagram. That's more of my personal/photography page, which is also business. Everything is always business. And again, you can DM me at Earth's Nutritional Elements. You can also DM me at my Quaylen Lamar Busby Facebook page. And then my wife, you can DM her at
queen.lucretia, that's L-U-C as in cat, R-E-T as in Tom, I-A dot B. That's my Instagram. My Facebook is Mrs. Lucretia Busby. And that's all I use. And the business page, Earth's Nutritional Elements, on either Facebook or Twitter, Twitter is EA, Nutrition Elm. That's what is Twitter. But Facebook and Instagram, it's both at Earth's Nutritional Elements.
So it's just a matter of which presence you want. You want a feminine presence? You want a masculine presence? You figure that one out. We're both here. And that's pretty much it. Wanted to chime in, post this, put this out into the world for you guys. Post it in several groups. And let's make the formation. Melanin rules the world. It's the most powerful. So I wanted to make sure I put that out there, that you guys know that I am aware of that. So we like to use our, how would I like to say it? Our gifts, our talents. We understand this. So we want to make sure that, you know, like I said, that we're all aware of that. And that's what we're doing. So we're producing really good stuff, really good information out there for you guys. And for those that are on that frequency, that knows who they are and knows their power and their potential. We want you guys to connect with us, network with us. And this goes for all people, because all people contain melanin, right? So we're dealing on that level. We're on that frequency. Those that understand what I even mean, melanin, for those that understand the power of the carbon atom, that's what we're dealing with, my people. We're dealing with the carbon atoms, and we're going to take the energy that moves in that molecular structure contained within the carbon atom, and see how just how powerful it is whenever we actually use our again, like I say, our talents. All right, guys, so we are out. We are out. Peace. Love you guys.